ties with longtime center Andre Girard. It's been an interesting training camp, to say the least. Lots of interesting personnel decisions made. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about those decisions is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. Good morning, Jerry Jones.
Good morning, man.
Morning.
Well, tell us what went into the thought process in terms of releasing Andre Girard.
Well, it was a largely a financial decision. A lot of people may not realize it, but Andre, as well as Leonard Davis, combined had our plumbing bills at about $10,000 a month at a Valley Ranch.
Plumbing bills?
The plumbing bills, that's right. We was always having to get Biker Brothers out there to repair the damage, especially after they had had a rather heavy meal.
Oh, gosh.
Apparently, they just don't design PVC pipe large enough to accommodate the football-sized dudes.
Oh, my God. All right.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
But I was very nice about letting Andre go. I took him out to dinner at an all-you-can-eat buffet. And he cleared that out twice. And then he walked back into the kitchen and ate a few of the cooks. But but I told him there at dinner, and he then ordered an $1,100 bottle of wine.
Oh, really?
Yes, which I can't afford. So there was no way I was going to pay for that, so I put that on Dez's credit card.
That's been done before.
But let him go, and we're going to move on. We feel very positive, and I'm smiling when I say that, that we feel positive about our season and our team.
Okay.
Yeah, Craig says you're going to rebuild this year.
Rebuild my ass. We're doing great. We're going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, see there.
Oh, okay.
This is our year. That our Hispanic quarterback is getting older, and we need to win it this year.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish I had a little bit more time to dedicate to football. Gene's running me crazy, putting me in charge of these kids.
Oh, yeah. You're still taking care of your kids. I thought they'd be pretty self-sufficient by now.
Aren't they in their 40s?
This past week, I had to drop Jerry Jr. off for his first day of third grade.
That's ridiculous.
It's the 27th time he's had to repeat the third grade. I keep telling Gene, I think this one is our dumb one. Can I make a few announcements?
Sure.
Are we on the air now?
Yes. We are on the air, so go ahead. Make some announcements.
Good. Don't forget, Cowboy fans, you can tour my tomb for just $25.95. A guided tour of the stadium and my crypt that's going to hold my synthetic bones.
Oh, my gosh.
You will also get a pre-reserved ticket to my funeral when I will be shot out of a cannon from the Ranger ballpark in through the hole of the roof of the Cowboy Stadium and right through the lowered star into my coffin.
Oh, my gosh.
Also, don't forget to watch our final preseason game on Thursday night and see how Rob Ryan is going to get cute.
See how he's going to get cute?
Yes. And if you want to see some real football this year, don't forget the LSU-Oregon game Saturday night at my tomb. Good
morning. Oh, there goes. Just want to get those announcements
there
in.
Fake Jerry. It is 8:48 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.